Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. And verse number 29. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 29. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. If thy right hand offend thee, cut it off, cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. Jesus was serious about this, wasn't he? He was serious about this real place called hell. He was so serious about it that he said it'd be worth losing your arm to escape hell.
Amen. That's right.
He went on to say it'd be worth plucking your eye out to escape this place called hell. Proverbs chapter 22 tonight said, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. And now, Matthew chapter 23 and verse number 33. Jesus said, ye serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes. And some of them ye shall kill and crucify, some of them shall you scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city. Heavenly Father, help me to preach tonight, God, to my good friends here at the Mount Olive Youth Camp. I covet that anointing that destroys the yoke of sin. I plead for that burden, God, and wisdom, God. I beg you to help me tonight, dear Lord, in this service, God. Those that are going to help me, I pray that they too would be anointed with exactly the right words, God. They would do exactly and say exactly what you want them to say, nothing more, nothing less. God, let the Holy Ghost of heaven let conviction fall in this place, God, and deal with every heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl in this place tonight. God, I am and can do nothing without you. I pray, God, that you would please anoint me tonight. Help me to say it just right. And God, please soften the heart of every person in this place tonight. And most of all, crown this service with a wonderful altar call. And may not one soul leave here lost tonight. And I'll ask it all in your name, Lord. And everybody said, amen. I told you the last two nights that this year, before I come to this hill to preach, that the Lord gave me three messages. The first I preached to you on Monday night. Last night I preached to you on when God writes the story of your life. And thirdly, tonight I want to preach the message that God gave me. I want to preach for a little while tonight on road signs on the way to hell. road signs on the way to hell. I read to you in Matthew chapter 23 that God would send prophets and wise men and scribes to tell them about their souls and warn them of their ways. But he said, how can you escape the damnation of hell when you crucify them, when you do not heed their warnings, when you do not heed their words? I want to tell you something tonight. Let's start off with this. I just want you to know, young people, there is a real place called hell. As much as there's a real place called heaven that we love to talk about and that we enjoy to talk about, there is a real, literal, burning hell tonight. And I want to tell you, if there's anything in this world you can do to avoid it, you better do it. Amen. Oh, I read to you how serious it was that Jesus wrote in the writing in red where he said it's such a horrible place that you'd be better to lay your hand out there and take a saw and saw it off than to go to hell. You'd be better than to stick your finger behind your eye and pluck your eyeball out than to go to hell. Oh, he was serious about it when he said you better do whatever you gotta do to keep from going to hell. And what he was saying there was that if your hand has a problem with stealing, if you can't seem to stop thieving and stealing, then cut your hand off. You can't afford to go to hell. He said if your eye can't quit looking and lusting after the things of this world, then pluck your eye out, because there's nothing or nobody worth going to hell over. The Bible said it's a place where the fire is not quenched, where the worm doth not. He said there'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. There is a real place called hell. The Baptist preacher preached a message on what's everybody screaming about. If you want the tape, you can get it from Brother Chip Roy. He got a copy of it, if he still got it. And on that copy of that tape, he may have some tonight. They drilled, I believe it was in Alaska, wasn't it, Brother Chip? Or in Siberia, they began to drill into the earth. They wanted to see what the earth was made out of. They began to drill and drill and drill into the earth. And directly what happened was they broke through into hell. The Bible teaches us that hell is located in the very center of the earth. My dad, you know, the Bible said that hell hath enlarged herself. And hell hath opened her mouth without measure. I've heard my dad say something that really always stuck with me. He's always told us that he wouldn't be surprised when one of those volcanoes blow if it's not that hell's just making some more room. Oh! What is it, Brother Marquis? It's a horrible, horrible place. And I'm going to tell you, it's one thing in life you can't afford to be wrong on. You say, Brother Marquis, I don't believe in it. I don't believe it exists. Oh, my friend, you're going to find out too late that there is a real place called hell. They dug into that place. They dropped a microphone down that hole that they had dug. And the screams that come out of that hole were so unnerving that they tell me the people that dug it, I don't know if it's on that tape, but that some of the people that had dug that hole and heard those screams have committed suicide, lost their minds from the awful screams from hell, where they picked a mic up right in the very corners of hell. Oh, my friend, there's a place you can't afford to go. It's a broad way that leadeth to hell. It looks like a good way. There's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And I'm going to tell you tonight, amen, God's got some road signs on the way to hell to try to stop a man from pouring into his death. God tries to warn men through the preaching of the word, through visions and dreams, through prophecy. God tries to put up a road sign to stop men from going to hell.
Come on.
The Bible said the wicked shall be turned into hell, into all nations that reject God. Isaiah said, I've quoted a little bit, therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. Matthew 10:28 said, fear not them which can destroy the body, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. We just got to look into some of Saddam Hussein's torture chambers. The horrible things that he done cannot even be talked about from this pulpit. But all the torture that Saddam put those people through was so pale in comparison to hell, you wouldn't even believe it tonight.
Come on.
Oh, tonight I'm going to preach for a little while on road signs on the way to hell. And I want to tell you something tonight. The devil himself likes to stop men from seeing the road signs on the way to hell. The devil himself likes to stop people from seeing into hell.
Where in the world did you come from?
You don't have no business being here.
Sure I do.
I'm preaching on hell tonight.
To the power of the earth.
You are? You're the prince of the power of the air. I'm going to tell you something. We got no... What are you here for tonight? Your place? Is it a good place? Is it like heaven?
Sure it is.
Is it cool there?
Oh, it's awesome, man. You guys are hot here. But it's cool.
Oh my. Excuse me, sir. Where'd you come from?
I'm an angel of light. I've come with signs to warn people.
Road signs on the way to hell?
Yes.
You mean they're going to stop people from going to hell? They're going to try. I think he's got another plan. Well, we'll have to see how
that always works.
Oh my, this is not good in this service tonight. Road signs on the way to hell. Road signs on the way to hell.
I'm on the highway to hell.
Yeah! One of my favorite
Woo!
Songs,
yeah.
Love that.
That was a party
last
night, wasn't it? It was.
That was awesome,
yeah,
man. That was bad.
Pretty cool. I got to meet
all those girls
grooving
guys.
God tries to stop men on the way to hell. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And God tries to tell men through His Word that if you go to hell, you're going the wrong way. If you go to hell, you're going in the wrong direction. Oh, my friend tonight, the devil will have you seeing the highway to hell and make you think it's something cool and something glamorous. But you better listen to my key tonight. God's got some road signs on the way to hell, and He come to lift up a sign to you tonight. You're going the wrong way. You're headed the wrong direction. Oh, you better wake up in this service tonight. You're headed for destruction. If you don't turn around, you're going the wrong way. Woo. God's tugging at your heart. Somebody stop. God's got a road sign on the way to hell tonight. I hear God calling tonight. He's asking somebody to yield himself to you. Oh, to himself. Last night in this service, Monday night in this church, God dealt with sinners. But I watch boys, as they stiffen their necks, as they harden their hearts. I watch young ladies, as God stuck up a road sign and said, it's time to yield yourself to me. But you held back. You seemed hell-bent on going to hell. You seemed bound and determined. But God has come to this place tonight to throw up a yield sign to you and to stop you and to tug at your heart and to beg you, don't go to hell. Don't go to hell. Don't go to hell. Yield. Yield. Things are here. Mute.
Just one drop of water. Just one. Please.
Things are here. You need to make a U-turn in this service tonight. I said somebody needs to make a U-turn in this service tonight. I feel dangerous just up around the next bend. It seemed like the screams of hell are drawing closer. I can hear them right now. Can you hear the screams of hell? Can you hear the screams of hell? Amen. Right now, she enlarges itself as it opens its mouth without measure. Hell is after somebody tonight. The devil's trying to talk somebody into going to hell. But God stood up a sign on the road to hell. And he said, you need to stop. You need to make a U-turn. There's danger up ahead on the road to hell. My God, would somebody wake up in this service tonight before the devil drags your soul to hell?
You got plenty of time. Let's go. We got partying.
Man, are you okay? You need to see a doctor.
The last time I said, hey, this one said stop. 25 stop.
How about you have a good time?
No,
come on. Let's go.
I want to stop.
Too late. No, you can't pass a line of God's mercy into God's judgment.
Oh, my God.
This is the spirit of the Lord. People are screaming, begging for mercy, but there's no getting out of hell. I said there's no getting out of hell. When you make your way to hell, when you pass God's last warning sign, and God throws up a sign, you've had your last chance. You've had your last opportunity. I'm going to tell you, it's a sad day when a man passes God's own signs and goes to hell. Listen to him scream one more time. You're trying to scare me, Brother Marquis. I wish I scared you so bad that you had a heart attack right on the spot. But my Lord, if I could scare you anyway, I'd like to make you think about hell tonight and how you're passing up God's road signs on the way to hell. I said how you're passing up God's road signs on the way to hell. All the devils are laughing tonight. The devils are looking your way. Young man, while you sit in that seat and you refuse to pray, you refuse to yield your life to God, you refuse to hear the danger signals, all the devils are laughing at you. Young lady, as you sit in that seat, amen, and God deals with your heart, and God begs you to come, but you walk past God's road signs on the way to hell. I can still hear him screaming in hell right now. Yeah. And Lord, while you sit in the seat, you pray things with your soul. They're screaming in hell. They're begging God for mercy. They're crying for a gentle God. But they're God in hell. They're back in hell. But God's a begging you to stop. God's a begging you to turn. God's a begging you to make an exit in this service tonight. Lift your hands and worship God and beg God to help me. The man tonight, the man that wrote the song, I'm on the highway to hell. He died in his vomit the very first night he sang it. He never got to make his own song popular. He died in a pool of blood, son. He got on a short trip on the highway to hell. He planned on making his song famous, but the road to hell was a whole lot shorter than he ever thought it would be. He got to hell a whole lot faster than he ever thought he'd get to. Oh my God of heaven, hell has enlarged itself tonight. They're digging a space for you, but I see the angel in the way as he says you need to stop tonight. You need to think about eternity. You need to make an exit to eternal life. You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to die lost. You don't have to go to hell. Oh, would you please listen to the road signs on the way to hell tonight? Woo!
Yeah. One of my favorites, that old rock and roll. I love... You know when those rock and roll songs begin, I feel right at home. It doesn't matter where it's at. In concerts, yeah. Multitudes under my domain. Huh? in the home, in your bedroom, you're under my domain. Oh, and I love it because my power is transferred through the music you listen to. And I work in your mind and fulfill what I want to perform to take you to my place. Road signs on the way to hell. Some of you boys are addicted to hardcore rock and roll music. And what you don't realize is every time you turn this radio on, the demon powers of hell pour out of the speakers and right into your soul. Well, I didn't know that, Brother Marquis. Well, you know now. There are people screaming in hell tonight who are addicted to rock and roll music. But tonight, there's an exit. There's a stop sign on the road to hell. There's a sign for you. You don't have to go to hell. I'm fixing to close. Oh, 1 year at this meeting, we was praying for a boy right here to get the Holy Ghost. As we prayed for him, he began to crawl on the floor. And I wondered what in the world. I said, this boy don't need the Holy Ghost. He needs something else. And the more we prayed for him, the louder he got. He began to crawl the floor. And all of a sudden, he raised up off that floor. And an unearthly scream came out of his innermost being. Amen. And I recognized immediately the forces of hell, the demons that were living inside of him. I promise you, if you'd have been here that night, you'd have believed in demons. You'd have believed in the devil. You'd have believed in hell. Amen. But that night, we wrestled with the powers of hell for about 45 minutes. All of a sudden, that boy snapped to as the last devil left his body. And he woke up. Amen. And he come up through the floor and he said, what in the world's going on? And we said, you was demon possessed. And God has set you free. He began to tell us. He said, I used to sit for hours at a time. Let's rock with one speaker on one ear and one on the other. As it pumped that trash in my body. He said, I had no idea that it would give me demon possession. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to raise an warning to you tonight. That rock and roll music will cause your soul to be possessed by devils. You better wake up. God's sending a warning to somebody on the road to hell. Stop and make an exit in this service. If we could have the lights turned back on, I'm fixing to close. Hell, hell, hell. Preacher's kids go to hell. Deacon's kids go to hell. Sunday school teacher's kids go to hell. Everybody who reject God goes to hell. Whether you're wicked and the most evil person that ever walked, or whether you just reject the mercy of God, you will spend eternity in hell. I feel a burden in my soul tonight. The psalmist David cried and said, if I ascend unto heaven, thou art there. And if I make my bed in hell, thou art there. I'm going to tell you, people that have died and went to hell, there's no escaping, Brother Jeremy. But can I tell you tonight, for those of you that may be that far from the very lip of hell, God says, I'll come all the way there to get you. Oh, God. Oh, we could have shouted tonight. We could have preached something to make you happy. But I felt God stir me before this youth camp to tell somebody you're going to hell. Amen. And shouting ain't going to help you. You're going to have to get in this altar. You're going to have to give God forgiveness of your sins. Or you're going to die lost and go to hell. Some of you young ladies here are so full of lust that if your thoughts could be plastered on this wall, you'd turn 1,000 shades of red.
You sit there and act like you're the most spiritual thing that ever walked. You're on the highway to hell tonight. And you better listen to God's road signs. You better read God's signs on the way to hell. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Not one soul looking around. Heavenly Father, we've done our best tonight. I wish it'd been better. We've done our best and I felt your spirit. God, and I can see all over this congregation the kneeling power of the Holy Ghost. But I pray tonight, God, that you'd stop someone on the broad way to hell and hold up a sign to them that they'd stop and make an exit, make a U-turn off the road to hell tonight before it's everlastingly too late. Pray, saints of God. I know I asked you to bow your head, but I want you to look up here one last time. There's one sign, mama, daddy, boy, girl. There's one sign you can't afford to see. And God sticks up a sign, says you've went too far. There's no turning back. When is that place, Brother Marquis? It's not a set time. It's not a set day. It's not a set date. It's a place in your life that nobody knows when God says enough is enough. You've rejected me for the last time. And God says, no U-turns on the road to hell. Oh, there have been people that have passed that sign. Brother Trice, they come to the altar. They was ready to get saved. They was ready to pray. But God wasn't in the talking business anymore. God wasn't in the deal-making business. They went one step too far. They went one too late. They went one plate. Oh, I want to tell you tonight, young person, I don't want one person in here to see this sign on the way to hell. Because when you see this sign, it's too late. God doesn't deal anymore. God doesn't work anymore. God doesn't draw you anymore. God doesn't send conviction your way anymore. This is one sign you cannot afford to see. Let's all stand tonight, every head bowed and every eye closed. No one looking around, please. No one going to the restroom. No one doing anything but concentrating on your soul and on this altar service. If you're here tonight and you're saved, I ask that you remain in your seat till I give the final altar call. If you're here tonight and you're saved, I ask that you please stay in your seat. And I want to know tonight if there's one here that's lost. I don't care if you're one of these campers, or if you're a mother or a father or a grandparent or just a visitor in the back of this sanctuary tonight. God has sent a call to you. God stuck up a road sign on the road to hell. I wonder if there'd be one hand that'd go up tonight and say, preacher, I'm lost, but I don't want to go to hell tonight. Slip it up and right back down. Every head bowed, nobody's looking around. Preacher, I'm lost, but I don't want to go to hell. Sing. Sing, folks. Every head's bowed, nobody's looking around. Slip your hand up and right back down. Brother Marquis, I feel God dealing with my heart tonight.